11 right here on KFH.
Today, huh?
All right, time for the Syndio Twitter question. Brought to you by Syndio HRO, Wichita's Human Resource Experts. At KFH Radio, the handle. And a cousin of yesterday's pizza joint question has to do with burgers. Burger time. Okay, Wichitans, if you want a real burger, a non-chain one, where are you going? And yes, I left some off. I had to. Okay?
Be careful.
I tried. And a couple that didn't quite make the list got a lot of write-ins. So apparently I kind of made the wrong decision again. But the ones that I put up here, I kind of went either with a combination of my gut or reviews online. Okay?
Well, your gut, literally.
Good point. You know, the first one that popped into my head was Timbuktu in Andover and left that one off. They have great burgers. But anyway, I digress. Fizz Burgers and Bottles, Dempsey's.
Wow.
Bomber Burger or TJ's Burger House. Ooh, Mariah just exploded a little bit over there from TJ's.
Okay, so No Ties Diner.
Correct. They almost made the list, but didn't. There's one other glaring error, apparently, and I'm sure
it'll come. Is the Oasis Bar?
That's it. That's the other one.
Still serving hamburgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ties and the Oasis got a lot of run in the comments section. The Monarch got a vote, which I considered them.
The Monarch.
I guess they're okay. I haven't had a burger there, but the Monarch got a write-in from Deanna. Billy said the Oasis is the OG for burgers in the ICT. JP also agreed.
It has long been that way, I think.
Yeah. Stan said I would put both TJ's and Dempsey's ahead of Oasis, though. Oasis isn't bad. There are just others better. I will say this, and this probably sacrilege, and I went there a lot when I worked at the baseball office with Brent.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Ty's a lot, Ty's Diner.
Yeah.
And I was fairly underwhelmed by their burger. It was just okay to me.
Well,
they were more about the hand-cut fries that impressed me.
Well, yeah.
But
you know what Ty's is great. It's especially great after a night of frivolity.
No question. I don't want to say that's only what it's good for, but yes, I agree.
Oh, no.
And if you don't get there at a decent time, you'll be waiting forever. I mean, it's an institution as far as burgers go, but
mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a little bit of ragging on no Bionic Burger, no New Way. No. Those are chainy. They're Bionic, and that's why I didn't include Five Guys either.
And is New Way a burger?
And New Way is borderline. I can at least entertain.
I don't think that's a burger.
I can at least get with that. But if there's, I'm talking about Wichita places. There's Bionic Burgers other places, is there not? There's Five Guys other places.
Yeah, there are.
And Bionic Burger's good. But, I mean, I'm talking one-of-a-kind joints like Dempsey's and the ones that are up here. You like those other places, you're more than welcome to like those other places. But that's why they're not on here. I'll take the heat for not putting Ties or the Oasis on there. But there was a vote for Neighbors Bar and Grill, 21st and Amadon. Apparently they have a good burger, according to Andrew. The Annex, which is no longer here, I totally agree with that. The Annex had great burgers down there on, what was it, Oliver and Harry or something like that.
But don't they have to still be being served?
Yeah, they're no longer with us. Rest in peace, the Annex. I honestly, I haven't tried TJ's. I just put it up there because of the reputation. That's also in addition to the Bionic Burger and Five Guys theory. That's why I didn't put Freddy's up there. I like Freddy's Burgers too, but that's a chain. I'm not going to put that up there. So while you guys really paid attention in the pizza category, you guys are dropping the ball a little bit here in the burger category. There's a reason why some of those aren't on there. But Waltz got a vote from Cleet on Twitter. But Ties in the Oasis were the two omissions that I got taken to task most for, which is fine. But as of right now, Dempsey's 37%, Dempsey's Burger Pub, 35% say TJ's Burger House, so they're kind of neck and neck. Bomber Burgers getting 20%, and Fizz Burgers and Bottles only 8%, although somebody in the comment section wrote in that they are vastly underrepresented here in this because it's a legit place. I've eaten there once. It's pretty good. So.
Hmm.
And
well, there's a few places there that I have never eaten.
Mm-hmm. And these last two Twitter questions underscore what, and Marcus pointed it out, underscore how many really good non-chain restaurants Wichita has. Dempsey's Burger Pub being one, Wichita Brewing Company, like we talked about yesterday. These places that aren't chains, Wichita's really lucky to have them.
No question.
You know, and
I've always thought Wichita's had great, unique restaurants. It's fun. It's
like I said, this kind of drives the point home that, dang, you stop and think about it. When you have a debate on the best burger joint and you have 8 or 9 different, you know, options on there, Anchor, Monarch, so many write-ins, it's like, yeah, we do have it pretty good. We don't have to just settle for a fast food burger or a, you know, national chain pizza joint. So,
well done.
It was popular. I don't know how well done it was, but it got people riled up and talking, and I knew it would, especially with the pizza reaction the way it was yesterday. Mm. Like I brought up in the first hour, former football coach Les Miles on Thursday reached a settlement with LSU for a one-time lump sum payment of $1.5 million on his remaining guarantee from the school. The remaining guarantee was $6.5 million after they fired him in 2016. He hasn't coached since then. At the time of his dismissal, Miles was owed about $9 million to be paid in monthly installments until 2023. But Thursday's agreement absolves LSU of any remaining funds owed to Miles.
Hmm. Sounds like somebody's got something lined up.
I don't know anybody else that would walk away from $5 million if they didn't.
Come on, Kansas. I mean, come on.
Yeah. A message left for Les Miles' agent was not immediately returned. Stunner. He actually turned 65 tomorrow, Les Miles does. He is 141-55 in 15-plus seasons as head coach at LSU and Oklahoma State. Sources did tell ESPN on Thursday that Miles had met with KU athletic director Jeff Long last week, no surprise if true, to discuss the Jayhawks job for 2019. Long and Miles know each other from their time at the University of Michigan in the late 80s and the early 90s. I didn't realize that. But this is quickly becoming one of the worst-kept secrets in college sports. And I don't know how it's possible that anybody else is at the top of the radar for KU other than that guy right there. And when you connect the dots and read the tea leaves, and then he also left $5 million on the table from LSU that he could have had from now until 2023, then this is a slam dunk, is it not? And if not from Kansas, then from somebody.
There are going to be some that say, well, Charlie Weiss. I have two words to say to you, Charlie Weiss. And here's what I would
That's
say to that.
Fair, but go ahead.
I this is just a different gig for me. Charlie Weiss had one decent year at Notre Dame, really didn't back it up. Les Miles is a guy who built from Oklahoma State right down through LSU, where he had tremendous success. I think this guy's a builder. He's obviously got plenty of energy and interest in doing it again. And really, all Kansas is looking for is someone to flip the culture more than anything else. If they win games along the way, great, but put this program in a position to be relevant and to win.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, that's a nice way to put it, but how do you do that? By getting really good athletes and really good football players. You can change the culture all you want, but if you guys can't play, you're not going to win any games in the Big 12 because there are plenty of guys in the Big 12 that can really play. Now, they kind of started to turn the corner, didn't they, by getting Puka Williams, for example. He's a four-star out of Louisiana. But, I think it's as much about the Jimmys and Joes as it is the culture.
And, it always is.
And what Les Miles still has in the tank as far as connections, that'll go a long way in determining what happens. All right, coming up in the second hour, we'll talk about the MVP award winners and the Major League Baseball extension with Fox through 2028. Robert, you're going to have the final word in the hour on burgers. Go.
West Street Burgers. I didn't hear you mention it. Maybe I came in late. But they're not a chain, and they blow all the rest of them out of the water.
West Street Burgers. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Where exactly? Because I need to go there.
They're on West Street, just south of that Sonnet, north of Maple, on the right side, on the east side of West Street.
Our producer is nodding her head in agreement. So, Robert, nice call. Nicely done. Christian Yelich and Mookie Betts won the MVP to no one's real surprise, and Fox spent a ton of money to extend a contract with Major League Baseball. Bruce and I will discuss second hour straight ahead. In 2014.